Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, November 7th. Local early morning temperatures range from 42 degrees in Medusa to 51 in practically all of Columbia County, so I guess you guys are the winners. The regional average soil temperature is 49 degrees. Today's river temperature will be 49 degrees. Both looking healthy, normal, and on a steady decline. This is the last call for plant life. They don't have to go home, but they can't grow here. At least the vast majority. And now, for the sake of their regular cycles, we want that temperature to continue to decrease so they are not hormonally confused and they take a good, deep nap. For our homes, however, colder ground is going to slowly make it harder to heat, and soon, that snow will be piled up. I like to offer general tips, but you might want to think over what your particular situation will need for the season and get supplies now while they are readily available. Maybe starter fluid for the snowblower, weatherization kits for the windows, or just some cans of soup for that super cold, snowy day we all know is on its way. And for all that stuff, today might be a good day to get out despite a small chance of rain for a few hours after we get a high temperature of 64 at 1 p.m. Overnight, though, it should be dry. Mountains will definitely dip below freezing, and most of us should bottom out just at 32 degrees, briefly, just before dawn tomorrow. Then we get a chilly, dry day with a high of 46 degrees. Overnight, rain moves in and should stay rain all night as temperatures drop to 36 degrees. It continues all of Thursday, which sees a high of 47. If you're outside and not waterproof, you do risk hypothermia. Friday is looking wet. Maybe we'll have a high of 51. Sunset today will be at 5:30 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:32 a.m. Working way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. A G2 class magnetic storm watch is on due to incoming dense solar winds. Also remember, NOAA isn't very good at this, so all we really know is something is coming. Place your bets now. Plasma winds will be average at 484 kilometers per second with an average density of 5 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then predictions say fair across the board overnight. We'll see how the incoming solar wind affects those chances. As far as aurora chances are concerned, they are low, and the current sunspot number is 67. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.